Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, welcome today. Welcome for a wonderful episode. As we get started, check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. Make sure you get that eat free book there, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today. Sometimes I forget the name of that book, I swear. So anyways, check that out. Also check out, I do have some great podcasts that are there even from a few years ago. So be free to, feel free to check it out. Also, quick shout out to our sponsors, American Homeowners Preservation. If you want to make great rates of return on your money with as little as $100 and make a difference in people's lives by helping them stay in their home, you should check out this crowdfunding fund that American Homeowners Preservation's got, which is, you can find out more information at fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Hey, today, guys, I want to talk about a topic here that came up just with many of the clients I've had lately, just different experiences I've had. And it's really brought up a great point is, what do you do when money falls in your lap? And this can happen from a few different ways. I mean, this could happen from, money coming into your business or into your income. You're making more income than you ever have before. Your business is making more, and sometimes you're thinking like, wow, I know some of you guys are like, man, like I need to figure out how to capture more of that money. And that's another situation, right? But this is typically where you have more income coming in, or maybe you've got an inheritance. Like, for example, I actually had a client recently where they've been inheriting money over the last year, way more money they've ever had. And it really takes me back to different times where I've had situations like this. And I'll tell you, if you're not careful, this money could be gone. Absolutely gone. Let me give you a story. Several years back, I worked with a guy that he was awesome. I mean, just one of the coolest guys you've ever met. I mean, this guy literally like just about lived in a van down by the river. When he was single, he got married. They were very tight budget. I remember he came to an event that my company and I had put on, my old company and I had put on, and he came and used up the last $500 on their credit card to attend. And so he couldn't do much. I chatted with him a little bit, but kind of just gave him some pointers, sent him on their way. And every year I would wish him happy birthday and really wouldn't hear a response. And roughly about 3 years later, he reached out and said, "Hey, Chris, I don't know if you knew this. I almost died and I was doing construction and fell and was hospitalized. I had to come back to the United States and, all this kind of stuff happened." And then he just said, "Hey, I'll probably be reaching out soon." And then a year later, he reached out and said, "Man, I'm making like $100,000 a month. I don't even know what to do with all this." And I remember like a lot of the money was coming in, and especially when he ended up selling off half his company, I said, "Whatever you do, don't do anything yet. I need to teach you key important points, a question to ask before you do any investment." Because he's like, "Well, how do I generate income now? I've got all this cash. What do I do?" And I said, "You need to hold on. You need to wait." And the thing he needed to wait for is ultimately like he understood some really good principles, obviously, and he had applied that and it created success for him in his life. But there's another level, another step of stewardship that comes in. And that is exactly what I want to address today, is that stewardship. Is that, how do you handle money when more money's coming in than you've ever had before? And it's a very interesting experience. And I've had to deal with it myself too. I remember the first time I started coming to more cash. I remember a huge thing for me. I mean, now it's not that big, but I remember in June of 2006 when I went from making, a few months prior, like at most $3,000 or $4,000. Well, okay, I was making probably about $6,000 or $7,000 a month, give or take. And that was even a lot at that point, because I wasn't making more than $3,000 or $4,000 about a year prior to that. And so now all of a sudden, June of 2006, I remember making $18,000 a month. And I'm thinking, holy cow, I'm rich. And I was like, whoa, what's going on? And that's about the time when I told you guys I could retire. I was like, whoa, I've got passive income coming in. Plus I've got my active income, which was only like 30 hours a week anyways. The active income was just gravy at that point. And so I was like, dang, this is a lot. And I remember that you got to understand that money is just a magnifier of the soul. Money only makes you more of who you already are. See, in that situation, it made me more prideful. You know, like that pride came from a lack of confidence, that lack of confidence and self-worth, thinking that I had to prove something to somebody. And so when I had more money, now I could prove it more and make, you know, essentially like rub it in people's faces more. And it was horrible. I know a lot of people, when I've told them that I was kind of a jerk back then, they don't believe it. They're like, oh, you're a great guy. But they didn't know what was going on in my mind and in my heart. And I'll tell you, like, I was being a jerk. And I found out right then and there that money only magnifies more of who you already are. So I'm telling you, if you get more money and you've been fearful with money up to this point, you're going to be more fearful getting more money. You're going to create more anxiety with it. Not more freedom, more anxiety. If you always feel like there's never enough, there still won't be enough even when you're making more. You'll still wonder if there is enough, right? Like, things pop up. I mean, even in my life right now, as I've hit new income levels, I've felt old fears resurface. You know, old fears like, well, what happens if? You know, what about this? And how do I make sure I prepare? Like, sometimes I go on the overly conservative side, you know, just because I want to make sure I'm being a wise steward. And so I want to talk to you guys about that, is that what do you do when money starts coming in? The very first thing you need to do is pause. Take a break. And especially if, even without money, if especially when you get money, the first thing you want to do is just jump and do something immediately. I'm going to tell you not to. And this is, and I'll tell you, like, there's plenty of people out there that will milk this one to death, because if they see that you're desperate to do something with the money, I promise you, they will give you something to do with it. Just like my old client from years ago, in his situation, actually, when I told him, I need to teach you some things about stewardship, we actually went 6 months without a meeting. 6 months. Because things got caught up in his life and busy. I don't know what, but it just, we weren't connecting. You know, even though I was reaching out, I wasn't getting responses. Finally, 6 months later, he reached out, but he wasn't reaching out in a good way. He reached out saying, because his worry was, would there be any opportunities? And I told him there's more than enough opportunities, an abundance of opportunities of things to do with money. And in fact, they will come out of the woodworks. And guess what? They did. And within 6 months, almost all of his money, other than money he bought a house in full cash, you know, he bought a house in cash with that money. Other than that, all the rest of the money basically got tied up and possibly lost in different investments that he threw his money at. And he's like, you're right. Like, everybody would come to me, like, my heart would go out to them. I want to give them money, and then realize that I don't know if I'm getting that money back at all. I may not get a penny back of that money. And so the first thing that he needed to do, just like I told him, and I'm going to tell you, is pause, take a break, assess what your situation, feel what it feels like when you're sitting on that money. Because if you feel like it's burning a hole in your pocket and you're going nuts, that's good. You probably need to sit on it a little bit longer. In fact, I've had clients that have come to me in this very situation, and I just said, okay, you know what, for you, you need to be patient. You just need to sit on this money and not do anything. Yeah, but I got to get this money working for me. Yeah, you can. But you know what? It's actually better to get a 0% rate of return on your money than a negative 100% because you blew it, right? You know, you got to understand that 0% is not your worst case scenario. Money sitting around and doing nothing is not a worst case scenario. And by the way, I get this, because for me, like, I'm the type of person that want to just act and immediately put my money to use. I've had to do this even with myself. I've had to take months and take a break and sit on it and kind of let it fester a little bit and let the emotional waves die down to be able to say, all right, what do I really want to do with this money? And I'll tell you, I have so much more peace of mind for doing that than just going immediately, like, deploying my money and making it work for me right off the bat. And so, in many, many cases, the best thing you can do is pause, especially if the first thing you want to do is use it. You definitely need to pause, and maybe pause for a matter of a few months, at least, just to sit on it and sit with it. Number two, in the meantime, you need to increase your knowledge and your stewardship mindset. Because like I said, money only magnifies more of who you already are. So if you were already in scarcity before having this money, you need to actually start working on how to not be in scarcity. You need to work on your actual premise, your philosophy, your mindset, you know, everything that you believe, your core values. You need to really question these things and start coming from a place of abundance rather than a place of scarcity. If you've been naturally a spender before having the money, or when you ever got money, you're going to blow through this money. If you were naturally a saver and a hoard, or even a hoarder before this money, you're going to hold on to this with iron grip. And then, yes, you might be the person that does nothing with that money and therefore might actually lose it, because you might start putting in places that are high risk and low returns, like the stock market, for example. I'm not going to really give you a whole lot of actual strategies of what to do with this money. I will give some examples, but I'll tell you, just tossing the stock market is probably not the answer. You know, putting yourself in a high-risk place with low returns, not a great place to do it. So if there's any kind of advice, I'll probably tell you that's not the place to go, unless you are already a great stock market trader. Not a mutual fund buyer. Nobody's good at that. But a stock market trader. Mutual fund buyers, you're just gambling. You're just hoping and praying, which I've done episodes on before, right? So increase your knowledge. Increase that stewardship mindset. You know, many of you, it's usually by invite only, but sometimes if you're on my email list, you'll actually hear me advertise. I only do twice a year where I do my Wealth Empowerment Intensive, where I teach about this. And it's funny, every year when I teach at this event, like I actually think, okay, I'm going to skim over this a little bit, especially where I have mostly, it's most of my own clients, most people that have hired me to do that. I keep it very intimate, very small. I try not to go over 20 people at all. In fact, I even do it in my home in Utah and when I do this event, just to keep it more personal, more interactive and things like that. And it's fascinating because every time I think, oh, I'll just skim over some of these details, it's amazing how the next thing I know, like this is the thing we spend half the time on. And this is with people that make great money, people that have made money for years. But still, this mindset, the stewardship mindset, is something that's foreign. Coming from a place of abundance is not a common thing, because there's a lot of people that make good money, but they're still taught out of scarcity. And they use their money out of the scarce mindset, which also leads to strategies that do not help you. In fact, they end up being the same old strategies you've been taught your whole life by other financial advisors. So you got to be scared. You got to be warned of that. Like, you just got to be wary. And so for some of you, you know, maybe coming to that event might be a great idea. And so if you're on my email list, great. You'll probably hear about it soon, since I have one coming up in May. Otherwise, you can email me, chris@moneyripples.com, and ask about it. So that's number two. Number one was pause. You know, time to just sit on it and reflect. Two, increase your knowledge and your stewardship mindset while you're pausing. So again, increase that ability to know what you could do with that money. Increase your knowledge in different investments or opportunities. This is what I do with a lot of my clients. A lot of times I'll say, you know what, we'll have you talk to these few people over here, these people that do this kind of investment or this kind. We start with where you might have interest first. And then second, we say, great, let's connect you with people that do those very things that you're talking about doing. And then figure out, is that the thing to do? Like, what's your special recipe? Every one of you have your own recipe of what you should be doing with the money. And that's where three is really be wise when using it. You know, is now you can take action. After you've gotten your information, after you've checked your mindset, and you come from the right mindset and the right perspective, now you can take action on it. And the ways you take action can vary. Like I said, you could be doing investments. I mean, I had a couple that came to me that did inherit a lot of money, have never had that much before, just found out last week as they met with one of my real estate people that just this year alone, just starting this year, they could be making $70,000 passive income a year, just in the first year. If they keep reinvesting this over the next 5 years, it could actually be like $150,000 a year. By the way, their goal is just that they can make an extra $3,000 a month. That would be cool. You know, an extra $35,000 to $40,000 a year would have been fine. And they could do double that this year alone. And that's with real estate, with doing strategies that can be actually relatively safe. Not guaranteed. I mean, nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is risk-free. But I'll tell you, I have a lot more faith in doing real estate investing than I have in doing mutual fund gambling. So that's one thing they're doing. I have another client, they're actually able to create, and we're just taking it from their other properties. They just had properties sitting on forever. This could actually create almost $100,000 in the first year alone with what they're able to do. It's huge. But you know what? That may not be the answer, or may not be all the answer. Maybe you do some investing. Maybe you do all of it towards investing. Maybe you do a little towards savings, some of it, you know, and some of you might need that cash reserves because you've never had it, and now you have that opportunity to do so. And others of you, we might actually be investing in paying off loans. You know, I've had several people where I said, you know what, based on the loans we have, you know, rather than just going and investing all this money, let's pay off these specific loans. And I go based on a very specific formula. I refer to it as my cash flow index. And I use that formula to be able to say, hey, Here's what we're going to use. Here's which ones are going to pay off and which ones we're not going to pay off. And we're going to actually just pay the minimum payments for a while. And it's always case by case. But I've had some people free up more cash doing that and then invest the rest. And then they make net-wise, they make way more cash flow and they do way better. And sometimes I even do it out of pure strategy, even unbeknownst to them sometimes, because I'll say, you know what? Actually, we need to pay off these loans first before you can even qualify for a loan to be able to do this real estate investing or to do this deal over here. And so there's lots of different things you do. I mean, I had a guy, I remember this is a guy who was in business, and I've told the story a few times on this show, out in the Midwest, chiropractor, and he had money he'd saved up in his IRA. You know, he'd saved it up over the years. He was 62 years old at the time. And he's like, okay, what do I need to do? Like 3 years in a row, my business has steadily been decreasing to the point where now I'm pretty much paycheck to paycheck. Now I'm just, I hate my business. I feel like I'm burning out. I just don't enjoy it anymore. I love what I do, but I'm just not enjoying the business aspect anymore. I almost want to just quit and have somebody take over my business. Well, he didn't have to. We found out that in his case, I looked at the situation. I said, man, if we can pay off certain loans, refinance and do some things, just using $100,000 of his IRA, we could free up guaranteed $50,000 a year, over $4,000 a month. Now, that's a 50% rate of return. I can assure you that it's very hard to get that kind of rate of return, even in real estate or other types of investments, especially because there's some speculation still there. This was guaranteed. And he flipped out. He's like, well, what do I do with my, yeah, but Chris, how am I going to retire? You know, that's using up $100,000 of my retirement money. I said, you're creating $50,000 extra cash flow a year. But how am I going to retire? $50,000 a year. You can't even retire with $50,000 a year with just, you know, $500,000 in IRA. You live off 3% of that. That's only $15,000 a year. We're going to do 50. And it's funny, his wife has said, she's like, honey, this makes sense. No, we still have $400,000 to use. This is only $100,000. It's fine. And so he did it. And the cool thing is when he did it, that freed up the cash that he needed to get him to relax. And when he relaxed, now all of a sudden he was actually in a place where he didn't have to use any money to increase his sales conversion. When he would talk to people, he was now more passionate. He was more relaxed. He started to get passion again in his practice. And the next thing you know, he's making an extra $2,000 a month within just a few months of freeing up that money. So now in total, he's now freed up about $70,000 that year in increased cash flow, and all he had to use was $100,000, and that didn't even count the other $400,000. So see, guys, there's way more to it than just the money. I mean, yes, the strategies and the numbers, great, it makes sense. But you got to understand that some of the beautiful parts of doing a strategy like this is not just about throwing your money and making a calculated return. It's also about what it does for your situation, your life, and your mindset, and everything. Because there's hidden returns that can pop out of all kinds of places. And so that's what I'm going to leave you guys with is that, you know, when you got money coming in, more money coming in from income or you get an inheritance or whatever it is, you need to pause, you need to increase your knowledge and your stewardship mindset. You might need help just getting that assistance there. That alone can be huge. So then you know how to act when you use your money. So if you're in this kind of situation, you feel like you need a perspective, especially an outside perspective that's not emotionally involved with that money, hey, reach out to me. Just shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. I'm telling you, you might be the very person that we can work together and be able to have awesome fun with that. And I'm making that invite because, hey, that's what I do on the show is that I take you invites to action. But even if you don't reach out to me, maybe I'm not the guy for you or maybe you're not in that situation. Great. By the way, here's a bonus. If you're the kind of person that doesn't have the money yet, maybe you're working towards getting that windfall, you might be asking, what do I do, Chris? Here's the answer. You go to that number two. You increase your knowledge, your stewardship mindset so that when it comes in, you know how to act. You do the same thing. You still do one and two. You keep working. You keep progressing. But you need to develop that mindset now to make sure it works. And so when it comes in, it sticks and it stays and you make more of it. What's so cool is that when you do that, then when the money comes in, first, it's not even much of a surprise. And then second, you know exactly how to perform, how to use it. So guys, that's my challenge to you this week. Is that when the money comes in, pause, reflect, build your knowledge and your stewardship mentality, and then act accordingly. Have a great and prosperous week, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.